You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
If the CIA was involved in that assassination, that is the reason that you would want to keep that from the American people, because the fury that would erupt, and this is a bipartisan fury, it'd be the one thing that would unite Americans, is an absolute rage at this unaccountable spy agency that is has decided that it is going to get involved in murdering, assassinating the duly elected American president. For what reason? You know, there would be such a clean out of the CIA. I don't know if it would even survive.
That is probably very true. Those are the words of Miranda Devine referencing the JFK files that were released yesterday. Well, I want to get into more details for you, but let me take a moment to remind you that we are December 16, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You go to Rumble right now. Enter Larry Connors USA, one word, in the search. It'll take you right to our page. You push button, you join us live in studio. Glad to have you. If you can't, you can watch it later. I look at these reports on a daily basis, and I see how many are watching when, and also how many watch overnight. The numbers keep growing. That's a very important thing, because I've got something before we wrap up today's program to tell you, reference our program on Rumble. That'll be coming up later today. And, of course, remember, you can always get a podcast of any audio that we do once the program is done at LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com. You can subscribe free. We do not share your information. That's why I encourage you to go to our podcast outlet or any other podcast outlet you want. So Miranda Devine, the New York Post columnist, talking on Tucker Carlson last night about these thousands of JFK files that were released and then the thousands that weren't. Now, the claim is that now 95% of all files related to the JFK assassination have been made public. 95%. What's the other 5%? See, here we are talking about Twitter and all the things we're beginning to learn as Musk owns it and begins to release different details. And the National Archives releasing thousands of documents yesterday, something like 13,000. And yet, that's still not all of them. Why are they still being held back? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, neither is Miranda Devine, but you have to ask questions like that. Did I have a conspiracy theory, and I wouldn't call it that, reference Twitter and all the other big tech about what they've been doing? No. I never had a doubt that they were doing it. Not a conspiracy, except against the Americans and against any conservatives in particular. We're going to get into that, because suddenly the left is concerned about free speech because Musk shut down several of the liberal reports and supposedly reporters. They're not reporters. They're just basically spewing their garbage as if they are a reporter. He shut them down because he said, you're making it possible to make me a target for an assassination. Now, is Musk just kind of going out there by himself a little bit, saying something like that? And what's the reasoning behind? Well, part of it involves tracking his private jet and disseminating that information. I'll get into details of that, because it's a pilot multi-engine commercial instrument rated. I can tell you about masking tail numbers and why it does happen. Also, John LaBute's going to join us, former New York congressman, discussing these and the GOP future with or without Donald Trump. He is a Reaganite. He's not a Trumpite. You'll want to hear John LaBute, as we call him, John LaBoutier, later. And then, speaking about censorship and making things public, do you know the Associated Press? The Associated Press, so basically that sets a standard for broadcast or written news operations, He's trying to silence pro-lifers, help abortionists in the process. Sean Carney, the CEO of 40 Days for Life, will join us and explain exactly what they're doing and why that should matter to you. Also, this is our last Larry Connors USA program on KXEN. This is the last Larry Connors USA program to be aired on KXEN. But, as I like to quote Paul Harvey often, there's more to the story, as he would say. I'll tell you about the future for Larry Connors USA before we wrap up today. We got a lot to cover. Thank you for joining us. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well. With Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There's a CNN poll that just came out that shows there's little appetite on both sides for a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024. You're stepping aside. Do you think President Biden should step aside for a younger generation?
I think President Biden has done an excellent job as President of the United States. I hope that he does seek re-election. He's a person with a great vision for our country. He's been involved for a long time, so he has great knowledge of the issues and the challenges we face.
Did you not just want to throw up? That's CNN doing an interview during lunchtime with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, which you're going to hear from in a moment. And, of course, that question in particular addressed it to Pelosi because she is no longer going to be Speaker. And there was a word dropped in there that kind of fits with what they're doing. Now, I want to tell you behind the scenes how this stuff goes down. I spent 4+ decades in TV news. I know how and why things are set up. And I'm not condemning what they did. I just want you to understand all of this was setting up and doing the interview as they did with a purpose. Not just to get the story out that they wanted to tell, but set the setting. You know, in news, you're not supposed to stage an event and call it real. For instance, if I have a police officer, I want to get a picture of him racing to the scene of a death or something of that nature. And we get there and we get some of it, but we didn't get much. But I want a picture of this police car streaming by with the lights and everything going. And I tell him, well, you go back down the street and come back down again. That is staging. If I'm there when he comes roaring up, then that's okay. The difference there is because I was not there when it happened, but we put it in and make it look like we were. Now, if I'm doing an interview with you and you're against a window and the light is too bright from behind and I can't move you because it's glass all around, then maybe we'll find a way to either shade it or reposition you. So in that effect, we are physically staging the setup, but just for video efforts to make sure we can see and hear you clearly or see you clearly and then make sure that we have access to any angle we want for a video. Some call that staging. That's not really staging. When you're taking content out of context or you're making up content and putting it into, quote, context, then you have falsehoods, lies, and, as Trump labeled it, fake media, fake news. This was taking place as Schumer and Pelosi were having lunch. You could hear the tables behind them, the china and silverware clicking together from time to time. And you heard the reporter say, there's not much appetite. Ah, see, that word appetite, perfect setup for this, right? Again, there's nothing wrong with it. I just want you to understand what was going on in their process, if you could get inside their mind. So let's continue as part of this interview involves a chance for Nancy to get very, very poetic about the promise of Biden for the future and what he's already done.
He's the most empathetic president. He connects with the American people. The vision, the knowledge, the strategic thinking is all here. The empathy is from the heart. And I think that he's been a great president.
Look at what he's accomplished.
You think he should run again?
Yeah, he's done an excellent, excellent job. And he runs, I'm going to support him all the way.
Well, of course you are. You're Senator Chuck Schumer, New York, a Democrat. And you're going to go right down that line because that's what you guys are going to do. And you are ignoring all these cities under assault by illegals coming across the border. And that's going to step up as of Wednesday because the Biden administration is letting the Title 42, which is being used by Trump to keep illegals from coming in for health reasons, just going to let it go away. And they're dropping it, canceling it, have nothing in place to stop illegals from coming in beyond that. Because they basically believe we don't have a need for borders. You don't have a border, you don't have a country. All right, back to Nancy Pelosi. When she was doing that interview, she's talking about he's got all this stuff up here, you know, talking about his Biden's brain. Brain freeze, I would agree with. I'm not sure about the rest of it. And I will reemphasize to you, if the man is suffering early stages of dementia, something of that nature, I feel for him. I don't want anyone to go through that. So I'm not poking fun at that. I'm just poking fun at the fact that she thinks he's so strong in the mental capacities he has. No, I don't think so. But then again, I'll remind you, all of this is taking place while they're sitting and having dinner. And as the questioning continues, again, the whole idea of setting the interview where they did was to set up Nancy Pelosi and what happens next.
Right now, Donald Trump is the only Republican who has announced he could be the nominee. He could be president again. You've been through the first presidency. You've been through January 6th. What would it mean if Donald Trump was reelected president?
I don't think it'll happen. No. American people have gotten wise to it. Took a little while, but they did.
I don't think that we should talk about him while we're eating.
See?
Isn't that perfect? We should talk about Trump while we're eating. My gosh. You're talking about garbage and nasty things while we're eating. No, let's don't do that. Well, it all played out the way they wanted to, but now you have a better understanding. If by chance you happen to watch CNN and NNN and see that, or see clips of it, you understand the supposed thinking behind CNN for staging, setting it up as they did at the location. And it gave an opening line for them to say the appetite and for Nancy to say we shouldn't be talking about Trump while we're eating. That's disgusting. Let me tell you something, what I consider really disgusting. 41 House Democrats filed a bill to bar former President Trump for running for president in 2024. They filed a bill to keep him from running. Now, again, I really am not big on him running unless he gets DeSantis as a partner. I don't know that Trump's ego would let that happen. But I do know we need to win, and I'm not sure we can win if he doesn't have the right partner running with him. But 41 House Democrats filed this bill citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. One of them in a press release said, Donald Trump very clearly engaged in an insurrection on January 6, 2021, with the intention of overturning the lawful and fair results of the 2020 election. You don't get to lead a government you tried to destroy. Now, that is wrong on so many points. There was no, quote, insurrection. Was there a riot? Was it wrong? Yes. Have they been able to say that Trump initiated it and actually gave the orders or anything like that that ties indirectly to it? And anyway, even indirectly? No, no, no. And if they had, you'd be seeing it on a constant basis from the leftist media. But as I've always said, January 6th, as bad as it was, it will be used against conservatives forever, forever and ever. It will outlive the cockroach. They actually filed a bill to keep a former president from running again on an allegation based upon lies and speculation. You watch on Twitter right now. You really want to know what I think of that bill? Let me get back over here. I'm looking at it and I'm trying to see if there's anything in here. No. Oh, you probably heard that. You know it anyway. So we have Elon Musk suspending some journalists from CNN and other locations, other outlets and so forth, because they were tracking his airplane's tail number and disseminating the information. And he says, you're setting me up for an assassination. I've already got death threats against me because I took over Twitter and started releasing all these files and pieces of information. So he suspended their accounts for 7 days. He may or may not rescind it or extend it. And some folks are having a hard time understanding it. What are they doing exactly? Well, what they're doing is every flight has to have a tail number, a number identifying that that plane belongs to a certain person, company, whatever. And it's also used to track it for radar control, things of that nature, avoid collisions. But also, sometimes it is blocked on some of the feeds that you could pull up to follow, flight following, things of that nature. Because it is, one, either a government plane and they don't want it tracked, or a person or a corporation doesn't want their whereabouts known. Musk is claiming that some of these so-called journalists were getting the information and reporting it out constantly as to real live time as to where he was. But he was using a program at the time that you had to pay extra for to make sure your number was blocked. Many corporations years ago decided not to put their names on their planes. There might be a big corporation, you know, landing at an airport near you and you don't know anything about it or who's on it. They don't have their name all over it like they used to, unless it is a commercial airliner, because they fear terrorism, kidnapping, things of that nature. So CNN is having a little panel to discuss all the Musk deciding to shut all this down, or at least shut down some Twitter accounts because of this allegation that they were releasing information in real time. I call this the CNN laugh box.
He is claiming on social media that I and other journalists shared the precise live location of his jet, and therefore that's why he kicked us off, because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't. We just posted stories about what was happening, him shutting down those accounts. But look, I think the bigger issue here is, of course, this is supposed to be the guy who's the free speech absolutist, right?
Wait, are you saying that Elon Musk is saying something that isn't true?
I think that seems to be the case.
Oh, see, isn't that so funny? He's saying something that's not true? Do you realize what you just heard in that exchange? And we're going to get into it in more detail in the next segment as well. That question was raised, are you saying that Musk said something is not true? That's John Berman, CNN anchor. And I know in the back room they were laughing. Boy, that was a great question, John. Way to stick it to Musk. The point being is that suddenly, the left is really concerned about censorship. The very ones that have been actively censoring anything getting to you about the Hunter Biden laptop from the very beginning as it broke in the New York Post. And all the leftists were more than glad to turn and look away, and they still have a hard time even acknowledging or reporting on it. They want you to concentrate on January 6th, anything else that they think they can put in front of you to distract you. And they will bring out that C word. Yeah, that C word that they really detest, but if they can use it for themselves against you, they will. That would be the Constitution. I told you the 41 Democrat House representatives signing a bill saying that Trump shouldn't be able to run, and they start citing the Constitution. Come on. You want to look at the Constitution about protecting our nation from all threats, domestic or foreign? Look to the south, to the border of Texas and Mexico and the other states that border Mexico. Is that not a violation of the Constitution? When we continue, an Illinois congressman says bye-bye, but not without throwing darts at GOP again. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood. Lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli C will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli C, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit. The Republican Party used to believe in a big tent, which welcomed the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now, we shelter the ignorant, the racist, who only stoke anger and hatred to those who are different than us.
Do you mean like Black Lives Matter? Is that one of the groups you're talking about? Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, that was his farewell address from the House floor. He had, back in October of last year, announced he would not seek re-election because after redistricting, he would be facing another Republican incumbent in the same district. So he decided to step aside. Probably a good idea because he's not a Republican. He's not. How he got elected in Chicago, well, there's part of it right there. He's already showing his stripes that just under that thin skin are very liberal stripes. And, of course, anytime he can skewer the GOP, he's going to look for that opportunity. That's fine. It's free speech, right? Oh, but you know, free speech has some different interpretations for people. In the preceding segment, we were listening to some comments from a CNN panel discussing Elon Musk deciding to ban certain, quote, journalists from Twitter for a while because they were in real live time stating where he was in his plane. And John Berman raised a question about, well, isn't that kind of a, you know, he's saying something that's not true when he claims that you guys did it and you say you didn't. But then there's the other issue. The other issue is, and Berman likes to point this out and drill it home, I thought Musk was all about First Amendment rights. Here we go.
It might be called hypocrisy. Yeah, look, first of all, Elon Musk's understanding of freedom of speech has always been somewhat limited. There's no constitutional freedom of speech for a private company. Never has been, and as far as I know, there never will be. So his criticisms of Twitter from before were off base. It's his company. I mean, he can ban Doney if he wants to. It's just wildly hypocritical.
CNN, NNN, that's Rich. That's Rich calling someone else hypocritical and reference the First Amendment. Let me read it to you directly, because I don't think Berman understands the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Simply stated, you have a right under First Amendment to say what you want to. And it doesn't say just for people. It doesn't say just for men, nor women, nor transsexuals, nor companies. It just says freedom of speech. These corporations like CNN and so forth, the rest of them that are out there practicing their First Amendment rights, they have a right to do so. And John Berman saying Musk doesn't understand the First Amendment. You think John Berman understands the First Amendment? And speaking of the word hypocritical, does he understand the meaning of that word? It is very interesting. Every time that when the left gets exposed for their hypocrisy and the way they're doing things, they want to fall back and say, we are mightier than thou. We stand on higher ground than thou. We make rules and so forth that are good for us, not thee. And what we say is fact. Yours is fiction and lies. We're all seeing through it. They know we're seeing through it. That's why CNN and NN had such a big shuffle and still losing listeners, viewers. One guardian you would think of free press, First Amendment, would be the Associated Press. It sets out standards for how things should be reported and what words to use. Not telling you have to, but well, what is coming up, it's actually leading to censorship by the AP.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Give me the honky tonk.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back to the Associated Press. All the time I've been in the business for decades. Yes, that's a few years. And the United Press and then Reuters, all of them have various standards they set. And generally, journalists are expected to kind of follow. Part of it has to do with just the presentation of the news as far as how it's written, commas, things of that nature. But there's really more to it. I mean, they do have guidelines for grammar and different things of that nature, guiding newspapers, magazines, all news writing, technically. But then we also, in broadcasting, or at least when I teach students, you break some of the rules because you know, have to know what the rules are before you break them, just to communicate it better than they do in print. Now, the Associated Press has a statement of news values and principles and says, no matter the platform, we insist on the highest standards of integrity and ethical behavior as we gather and deliver the news. Put that against this fact that the Associated Press has updated abortion guideline coverage, advising journalists to include and use the terms abortion rights and anti-abortion, drop things like pro-life, pro-choice, pro-abortion. Why? Oh, you know the answer. But to join us in that conversation, Sean Carney, he is the CEO and president of 40 Days for Life. Sean, welcome back.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
So when we talk about how the Associated Press is supposedly guide journalists on how to be reporting and so forth, if they're striking words like pro-life, pro-choice, pro-abortion, what's the real message?
Yeah, I mean, the media has always been biased for pro-abortion, but now they're not even good at it. I mean, they just think that we're all so stupid. So in that, they say you cannot use the term late-term abortion. Don't use that term. Mm. Now, number one, that's a very common surgery in our country. Yeah, and the term late-term abortion, that wasn't – we didn't come up with that as part of some pro-life propaganda. Late-term abortion is a term created by doctors who do them.
And it's based on the months of the baby has been in birth and development. Go ahead.
Correct. Which the idiotic AP says that it's 41 weeks, an abortion at 41 weeks, which is obviously infanticide in most cases. So that's not a late-term abortion. It's the same with partial birth abortion. That was a brutal procedure invented by Dr. Martin Haskell, a late-term abortion doctor in Ohio. And he named it partial birth abortion because you're partially born when he aborts you. So you can't run around and scream at the top of your lungs that abortion is health care and at the same time ignore the terms that the abortion doctors themselves created. So,
and to that point, I mean, the first rule for medicine and doctors is first do no harm. Well, obviously we're taking care of the women's health, not so much for the, what if that's a woman or would be a woman if born? They didn't do much for that one, did they?
Well, half abortions are done on women,
right?
Because that's half the babies. So that the do no harm ship has sailed. Yeah. I mean, but now we're having the media tell the reporter, tell us what terms we should use when talking about one of the most debated issues in our land. And so I think overall this is really good. The overturning of Roe v. Wade forced the media to talk about abortion instead of just saying, it's the law of the land, it's precedent, we support Roe. Now they have to get into the surgery. Now they have to get into the details. In there, they tell people not to use the term fetal heartbeat. As if that's like the scariest term you could ever hear in your entire life. Fetal heartbeat. You can't deny, you can't just say we're not going to say that. It's a heartbeat. They say that it's a flicker.
Oh, it's a flicker. Well, yeah, and they also said it might be mechanically induced on if you're getting an ultrasound. So it's not real.
Correct.
Yeah, and the images might be actually pasted and put together in some back editing room or something.
So all of the women that have gone in and heard their baby's heartbeat and all of the and rejoiced
and
all the women that have and fathers and many have gone in and wanting to hear the heartbeat and they don't and they have to go through the mourning of that. So all the emotions that go in with the heartbeat of your own child, those people are just out of touch and they're using the wrong terminology. we don't act like this, and everybody knows it. That's why we're still talking about abortion. That's why we haven't gotten over it despite 50 years of it in our country. It's why the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Alito wrote in the opinion, this is a moral issue, and that goes back to the state. So, you know, all of this is in some ways, in this example, a goofy response to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, where they have to continue to dehumanize the child as we talk about the child more.
You're listening,
and so
Sean,
we don't have heartbeat.
You're listening, Sean Carney. I'm sorry. You're listening, Sean Carney, CEO, President of 40 Days for Life. Now, but there's another step to this process, and this is the thing that does bother me, because we already know the institutions are pretty well controlled, the teaching education institutions, many controlled by liberals, so forth. So if they're teaching young journalists coming up, the Associated Press style book says this, and this is what you should be using, then they go out and think, well, I'm now armed with the knowledge I need. No, you're not. You've been censored before you begin your first story.
And you're going to get crushed in an interview with a doctor or a medical professional, either pro-abortion doctors or pro-life doctors. You just don't know what you're talking about. You're using these terms that a newsroom director came up with, and they're terms that we use in medicine. The goal of an abortion is to stop a fetal heartbeat, is to stop the heartbeat. And that's been the center of the abortion debate since the beginning, but especially with these heartbeat bills. So,
Sean,
you're not only Sean,
I'm sorry, you're trying to tell us follow science.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We're only following the science with COVID, but when it's an unborn child who we need to get rid of, it's different. So that is really what this is. And you brought up a great point. The science deniers are in a panic, because what we have done in this country is dehumanize. Second time, by the way, the Supreme Court has done it to a group of U.S. citizens. We have dehumanized an entire segment of our population because of this case, not the color of their skin, it was their size and location. And it's absolutely shameful, and the Supreme Court is trying to drag the United States out of 1973 science, and the media didn't expect Roe to get overturned, and they're acting like it.
And if they look back, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the most liberal judges that served on the court, she was not on the court at the time Roe v. Wade was heard and argued, but she later, when appointed by Clinton, in fact, when she was nominated, let me put it that way, nominated, not appointed, she said, I might not get the office because so many women are against me, because I say that Roe v. Wade was an overstep, the overreach by the court. They should not have gotten into the weeds that deep. So she even acknowledged.
And she also said it was just bad law. It was poorly written, rightly decided. She personally supported abortion. She said, I think it was rightly decided, but it was bad law and poorly written, which is exactly what Alito said. And they've now cursed her to hell because she, you know, all that came out when Roe was overturned. But I think it's a very good sign. If you're listening and you're pro-life, you know, if you're halfway equipped to discuss abortion, it takes a lot of energy and effort to defend abortion. It takes zero to defend life. We don't question why people have a birthday party for their 10-year-old.
Right.
And so the whole notion that life has to be defended is absurd, but abortion requires constant justification and rationalization, and that's what you're getting from the AP.
I need to ask you a question. We touched on this once before, and I just want to go through. It's been my belief, and actually in my prayer, that whether Trump people like Trump or not, that it was God's providence to put him there so then he could appoint three court justices, not one, not two, but three, and they're going to follow the Constitution. And by saying Roe v. Wade is no longer, quote, law of the land, which never should have been, hundreds of thousands of babies have been saved. And you've been documenting, you think, some of that, right?
100% true. And just here in Texas, where I live, since the heartbeat bill went into effect a year and a half ago, and then with the overturning of Roe, the conservative estimate is that 75,000 babies and little Texans have been born as a result. We are not robots. Women are not clamoring around and dying to have an abortion. And the left wants to say that it's a sacrament and it's what makes you a woman. But in all reality, we're not made for this. and it's not in our nature, and women are not going to travel. The distance will be the deterrent. Some will, and we'll see those news, but many of them won't. Many of them will choose life. They'll choose the many resources that are available to them at no cost. They'll choose adoption, not going to get on a plane and fly.
I do hope you're true. I mean, again, that's part of my prayer that, you know, they will give it more consideration. If they even if they're going to another state, they will resolve by the time they get there, no, this is the wrong. Thank you very much for your time, Sean Carney, 40 Days for Life.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll do it again. Thank you. Coming up, a Russian prisoner who was a Russian prisoner is now home in the USA.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town & Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town & Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, in the beginning segment today, if you were listening, if you didn't, you can always go back and pull up the podcast. They're always available shortly after we go off the air. Just go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, or you can go to our Rumble site, where we're on live right now as I speak, LarryConnorsUSA. You can go and enter it in, LarryConnorsUSA, in the search engine. Takes you right into the studio with us right now, or you can pull up and watch and listen at the same time later. But we were talking in the first part of this program today about this luncheon interview that CNN and NNN did with Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer. What if we got Chuck E. Cheese? Never mind. See, I get sidetracked so fast. But Nancy was going on and on about how intelligent Joe Biden is. But he has a heart for everybody. But he's got the mind up here, as she kept stroking her forehead. He's got this mind. Well, you know what he did during an appearance at the African Leaders Summit? He said, "You know, I've had a lot of calls and invitations from leaders of African countries to visit." He said, "Be careful what you wish for. I may show up." He said, "The poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never do. The poor come, they eat your food, stay longer than they should." Is he trying to identify himself or our country as poor? And, of course, obviously, it's very awkward because the African leaders he's addressing, their countries are so much more poor than ours. He's acting like, if I come there, I'm going to be the poor among the poorest. At the same time, while he's pushing green energy's plans and CRAP on us, he pledged $8 billion in private and public funding to help South Africa replace coal-fired power plants with green energy installations. And then said, when Africa succeeds, the U.S. succeeds. Quite frankly, the whole world succeeds. And then we gave them a ton of money. But some are saying, you know, that money he gave, that basically is nothing. Won't accomplish anything. It's just going to probably go into the pockets of some of those leaders in some of these countries. China even dismisses Biden's $55 billion giveaway to Africa as laughable. They know. We suspect they know. So Brittany Griner, the WNBA player who was being held in Russia and got freed in exchange for the Merchant of Death to go back to Russia and continue what he was doing best, and that's selling guns and ammunition and rockets to terrorists so they can destroy you, your family, anyone else they choose to do so. She's back. And she says, I am going to play basketball again. And she said she was grateful to each person who advocated for me. And she did mention Paul Whelan, who was not in the process of coming home with her, when originally it looked like they would be two for one, that she and Whelan would come home. And we've gotten confusing stories from the White House as to why Whelan wasn't involved in the exchange. One hand, the White House says, well, they said you can only get Griner. Do you want her or not? Well, you will take any American you can to get out. But they also knew Biden's a patsy and they can roll right over him. And a former Trump strategist, actually a member of the intel community, had said that when Trump was in office, we were working on a deal to get Whelan freed, and then Biden ends up winning and Trump is out. So they decide, no, he's not going free anytime soon. Brittany Griner is a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She spent about 300 days in Russian custody. As she boarded the plane, she was also greeted by the Phoenix Mercury GM, president of the Phoenix Mercury team, and others. They're not going to say exactly where she's going, and they didn't want to give details of where she was going to be flying or where she's going to be end up living because of fears of trouble. She said, I take it back, her agent said that she said she's heartbroken that Paul Whelan was not released also. She may well be. I'm not trying to say that's a lie. I'm just saying that I don't think we heard it directly from her. She'd gone to Russia originally to play basketball the offseason of the WNBA and was arrested on drug smuggling charges when she brought in marijuana oil, supposedly for medical purposes. Cannabis oil, to be specific. She got 9 years in prison once she pled guilty. She had originally denied it and then said, well, it was for medical issues, and then thought, if I plead guilty, maybe it'll be easier. No, they said 9 years. So obviously, the Russians had a pawn in their hand and they wanted something bigger. They wanted the Merchant of Death, Victor Bout. They did the deal. She said, it feels so good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle every turn. Whelan has been in custody 4 or 5 times as much as she has. And there are 2 other Americans over there that are being detained or held. But she says, I am going to play basketball again. I will be playing. I want to know, when they play the national anthem, are you going to come out and stand and salute and honor our U.S. flag, the country that got you out of a Soviet prison, the country you claimed was so racial? I want to know an answer to that. You don't want to miss the second hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.